Welcome to the channel, you entrepreneurial-minded person, you business owner, you entrepreneur, you salesperson. My name is Joe Ignis, and in this video, I'm going to share how spending money on your business can actually save you thousands of dollars on your taxes this year. So here is my Understanding Business Taxes tool that you can get in the description. You just click a link and download this or save it to your Google Drive so you can revisit this and use some of the formulas I built out for you. And I know what you're thinking, another Excel sheet, great. Your favorite thing in business is looking at Excel sheets and understanding taxes and numbers. But don't click away just yet, because the knowledge that I'm about to show you is completely worth the frustration of learning it. And by the way, anytime that something seems overwhelming, it's just because the learning curve is kind of steep. But if you can get through it, you'll use it all the time. I promise. It's really, really, really helpful. And it saved me thousands of dollars in my business career. Okay, so I'm going to explain the three principles that we're going to go over today. And then I'm going to run through this tax chart and go through some numbers here of how you can actually save the money. So the principles that you're going to get from this and what we're talking about, so I can actually see it there. Number one is spending on your business doesn't cost as much as you think because of some tax savings that you get from spending in your business. Second thing is that timing is everything when it comes to your expenses and investments in your business, because it can save you thousands on taxes, okay? And the third one is lower your taxes by being smart about your timing and managing your taxable income. So suggestions and recommendations that I currently use myself. The overall meaning of this is, guys, you can save literally thousands of dollars with what I'm about to show you, okay? So here we go. So on the left here, this is the tax rate from a Google search on the internet. Anyone can look this up. This is the current tax code schedules based on income for sole proprietors, meaning that if you are a corporation, your tax rate is different. But if you're a single member LLC, if you're a pass-through LLC, if you're a sole proprietor, if you are, if you have any sort of business where it just goes to your 1040 form, or you just file your own taxes, okay, you're going to use this schedule. So unless you're a corporation and have a corporate tax rate, you're on this sort of sliding progressive scale here. So I've got 24% highlighted because this is the tax bracket, and 32%. These are the two tax brackets that I'm going to show you. And I'm assuming that you're an individual. So if you are married, filed jointly, just remember that your numbers would actually change when computing your tax. You get a benefit for being married. Your overall taxes are lower depending on income, if that makes sense. Okay, so these are the tax rates we're looking at. Why are we looking at them? Because if your taxable income means the profit you have, we use is the least amount of counting terminology as I possibly can to make this simple. The profit you have after your all of your expenses, operating expenses, the cost of goods sold, your rent, anything you can think of that you spend on your business is essentially your taxable income. So your taxable income is multiplied by a percentage, and that's what your taxes are for the year. So your taxable income is this number here. So if you have a business that generates after operating expenses, rent, cost of goods sold, all of that stuff, right? All of just your normal expenses, between $40,000 and $86,000 in profit, you would be taxed 22% of that income. So that's your taxable income. And after taxes, you have a net income. So that's actually what you take home from the business, essentially. So in this example, I'm just assuming you have a business and your business has, let's say, a top line revenue of $180,000 in a year. So how we got this number, $57,000 in taxes right underneath, is if you had no expenses on $180,000, you'd pay $57,000 in taxes, okay? That's $180,000 times 32%, because you're between $164,000 and $209,000 in your taxable income. So that's if you have no expenses. So that's what you would expect. Now, let's say you had $15,000 in expenses on the left-hand side, okay? And we'll come back to the right-hand in a second. If you spent $15,000 on whatever it is for your business, expenses to help make the $180,000 easier to make, whatever it is, then you would pay the same tax rate because your taxable income is $165,000. Notice that's $74 higher than $164,926. So you're going to be in the 32% tax range by simply paying those $74 extra. So you're going to pay, you're still going to pay $52,800 in taxes. Now you may be looking over here and saying $39,000, and what's the big difference? Well, on the right side, if you were to spend an extra $1,000 on anything for your business, okay, your taxable income would be $164,000, and you would pay $39,000 in taxes versus $52,000 by spending $1,000, which basically means you just made $13,000 by spending $1,000, which is an incredibly crazy concept. Okay? Why does that happen? That happens because you, on the single side here, individual, you drop below $164,925, which is the upper limit of the 24% bracket here. You're at $164,000. That $925 keeps you in the 24% bracket, which means you just saved 8% your operating income, your income after all of your expenses, to keep it simple, and you just saved $13,000 by spending $1,000. Congratulations. You just created money out of thin air, and you probably got something that was nice for the business. So that's the basic idea here when it comes to this whole thing, is that spending may actually save you money, and spending in general costs less because of the tax savings. So for the tax saving portion, for example, if you spent, right, $15,000, right, on the business here, right, if you spend $15,000, you actually save $4,800 in taxes by spending $15,000. So your actual cost to buy whatever it was you bought is actually only $10,000. Because you would have paid $4,800 in taxes anyway. And the principle and the application of this for both of these is, one, know your numbers. and two, be smart about your investments. Because if you are going to buy something, but you're hesitant because maybe it's a large purchase, think about what it does to your taxes and then spend the money within a calendar or taxable calendar year. Okay, however you track your taxes, some people are different, but most people are January 1st to December 31st. Okay, time your investments smartly to save thousands on taxes. Okay, so for example, if you wanted to spend the $16,000 and you waited till December 31st of 2023, right, you would save everything on the taxes. You would save your $13,000, even though it was the last day of the year. If you waited one more day to purchase whatever you purchased, you would pay the extra $13,440 in taxes because you waited a day. Which, if you're thinking strategically about growing a business, that's not what you want to do, because that $13,000 could have gone towards paying someone, paying yourself, doing anything else than pay it for taxes in this case. Okay? So when you spend money, okay, you're actually spending less than you think, because you would have been taxed anyway. So if it's an investment in the business, it's going to help grow revenue. It's almost always a good thing, as long as there's a positive return on investment. Okay. The second thing is, if you understand the tax brackets correctly and spend at the right times, and maybe even spend a little more than you would have, knowing you would have saved money, you can save thousands of dollars. In fact, in this example, not only did you save $13,000, but by investing the money, you're essentially making money back because of how much you saved. If you're smart with the timing on the dates, this will all work well for you. All right. So hopefully that was helpful, guys. I think being smart about taxes, I mean, the reason I'm making this video is because if you're a business owner and you're working as hard as you are to run a business, be an entrepreneur, one, I respect it because you want to have your destiny in your own hands. And two, it's just extremely difficult to do what you do. And I want you to maximize your return on investment from doing this, and hopefully help a ton of people as you're doing it. As I talk a lot on this channel, is that the goal of running a business isn't to make as much money as possible. It's to impact and help as many people as you possibly can. If that's the focus, then you'll never run out of money, because you'll be adding so much value that people will be paying for you, that people will be paying you for it. So hopefully that helps, guys. If you have questions, just comment below. I can answer anything. You know, I'm sure I've botched some concept on here or said it in a weird way. But I kid you not, if you apply this over this next tax season, because I know this tax season It's a little bit too late now because you're just filing, but I like making the video right now because this tax season might be really painful for you. And I don't want it to be painful for you in the future. I'd rather you save $13,000 because you're just being smart about how you're spending your money. If you're not tracking any of your numbers year round, you ought to be doing that because it will help you grow your business, make more money, et cetera. So,
a pretty wild concept, guys. If you spend money, it can actually save you thousands of dollars on your taxes on the back end. And it's pretty wild how you can be smart about when you pay your expenses to keep all the expenses into one tax calendar year. And I hope that really helped you. If you enjoyed the content and appreciate the channel, I'll be making videos every single week going forward, coming out on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday of every week. So go ahead and like and subscribe to the channel to support us. If you have any questions, comment below. Until next time, hope your business grows like crazy.